بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. My most beloved brothers and elders and our respected mothers and elders at home, Alhamdulillah, for the past few weeks now we have been explaining the condition the Ummah is going through at the moment. On Monday night we had Yasin Sharif Khatam, and again we elaborated, emphasized, re-emphasized, as believers our ta'alluq with Allah should become more and more stronger, especially in these conditions. Our iman should not become weaker. Remember and have this firm yaqeen, this firm certitude, conviction, firm belief, everything is in the control of Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Allah has power over every single thing, every single makhluq. Nobody can harm Allah. Nobody can benefit Allah. Allah is independent. Allah does not require me. Allah does not require you. Allah does not require any kingdom in the world. Allah is Malikul Mulk. Allah is the giver of Izzat. Allah is the giver of Dillat. Allah is the giver of strength. Allah is the taker away of strength. Allah is the giver of power. Allah can take away power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glory. Allah can humiliate. Allah gives sicknesses. Allah gives cure. Every makhluk is in the control of Allah. Every human being is in the control of Allah. Halat and conditions come from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wisdom and hikmat regarding what conditions people will go through. Every person should only turn to Allah and believe in Allah. That Allah will remove conditions when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ask ourselves, from last week or 2 weeks ago, when these conditions came upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you and I were faced with various conditions, and especially this virus that has engulfed the entire ummah, how closer have we become to Allah? Ask ourselves, have we become closer to Allah? Or have we gone back away from Allah? My respected brothers and elders, this point cannot be more re-emphasized, that we have to turn more and more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave those WhatsApp messages. Don't bother about all those things that are creating more and more panic. Remember, it is only Allah. It is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah who can remove our conditions. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Whatever rahmat Allah wishes to open upon you, there can be no person in the world who can hold back that mercy from you. But if Allah holds back His mercy from you, then nobody can pull down that mercy from the heavens. Everything is in the control of Allah. Yes, believers, yes, brothers and elders, wallahi, we are not against taking precaution. We all take, as we are sitting right now, this is part of the precautionary methods that have been given as guidelines. Nobody is contravening any law. Alhamdulillah, we are abiding by the law of the country. So whilst we are taking precaution, respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters at home, remember, do not forget Allah. Do not become complacent. Do not start complaining about every other matter and forgetting what are we are supposed to be doing. I mentioned last week, istighfar. Ask ourselves, how much more istighfar have we made? Have we increased our istighfar? Have we increased our tasbihat? Have we increased our tilawat? Have we increased our dhikr? Okay, if we cannot sit longer in the masjid, are we really being home and crying before Allah in sujood? Have we increased our yasin sharif khatam? Have you increased La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin? I mentioned hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever any condition came upon him, fazi'a ila salah, he hastened towards salah. The Nabi, the greatest of anbiya, teaching us to turn to salah, to attach ourselves to salah. The whole mi'raj, the whole qissa talks about salah, 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 salah. My respected brothers and elders, may Allah forgive me. May Allah forgive you. May Allah protect me. May Allah protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who wants the virus to spread? Who wants people to die? Nobody. So let us not become embroiled in silly arguments and wasting our time in all futile pursuits. Believe me, in futile pursuits. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry in the dead hours of the night. You're at home. You're alone. You've got no problem. Nobody is going to stop you from rolling out your musalla and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we done that? Have we taken all that extra sadaqah, as I mentioned, which you feel that pinch? Have we done those things? Maybe perhaps some have done. But weak people like myself have to be reminded again and again, because my brothers and elders, we are beginning to say such statements and such actions. Allah forbid. There's only signs of weakness of iman. Ummat is going through the test of iman. What we recited now was durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever there's calamity, you recite durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, the calamity will disappear. Tasbih will take the name of Allah. It is only Allah is giving us the tawfiq. Remember, whatever Allah has got in front, you and I do not know. Tomorrow, what will happen, we do not know. Whatever little we have, we are holding on to that. As I mentioned, Ya Allah, do not take away the masajid also. You think it is easy to see a picture of the Kaaba Sharif as though he's sitting all alone and nobody making tawaf? A true believer will feel pain in his heart to hear that we cannot stand before Rosa Mubarak anymore. A true believer will feel pain in his heart. Everything is in Allah's control. Believe in this. Allah has got control over everything. The condition in the ummah is in the control of Allah alone. What does Allah want from us? Allah wants us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is all. So turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqra wa ya'murukum bil fahsha. Shaitan scares you of poverty. What is the ummah doing? Stockpiling. I'm not saying you cannot buy and purchase your bare necessities this evening after Maghrib Salah. I went to buy some bare necessities. Wallahi, the shelves were almost empty. Throughout the world, shaitan scares you. You're going to get poor. You're going to get less food. Brothers, whatever you stockpile, after that will come to an end. What do you do? It's the end. What is the poor man, what does he do? What about the people, indigenous people? Where are they going to stockpile? Do they have the means? Our yaqeen in Allah, I'm not saying do not tie your camels. People say, tie your camels and then turn to Allah. Turn to Allah first. Turn to Allah first. Turn to Allah first. Cry before Allah. Allah, I'm a gunegar. It is because of my action this halat has come upon us. Then of course, take your necessary precautions. Abide by the law of the government. Do not contravene the law. Tomorrow we will have problems. May Allah make it easy for us. Jum'ah Salah. It is something new for us. All this is new for us. We're not used to it. Don't think we get happy to come into the masjid and see such a less crowd, three namaz on the vinyl. It causes us pain. Allah removes this bala from us. All we asking the people to cooperate. It is simple. I don't know how many posters we have in the masjid. How many announcements have been made? I'm told to make announcements all the time. It is difficult. We adults, alhamdulillah, we are mature people, we are intelligent people. We know what the guidelines have been given. Abide by those guidelines. Otherwise, it will become difficult upon us. There will be more severe conditions upon us. People who are in charge, we will become in problems and difficulties. Abide by the law. We will have people who will still fight and argue. And brothers, it's not time for that. The ship that we are sailing, pious on the ship, sinners like myself on the ship, ulama on the ship, doctors on the ship, lawyers on the ship, teachers on the ship, entire ummah is sailing on the ship. Do not cause more holes in the ship. So let us behave and put and have a proper conduct, abide by whatever guidelines little we have. May Allah make it easy for us. That is all we are asking. But most important, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encourage the woman folk at home. Encourage your young children. Schools have closed. My brothers, the halat has come. Madaris are closed. Imagine, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah. We cannot do it anymore. But at our homes we can do it. In privacy we can do it. My respected brothers and elders, may Allah, that is why we make shukr to Allah for every ni'mat Allah has given us. The ni'mat of sajda, to make sajda, it's such a great ni'mat. So we make again shukr, ya Allah, we make abundant shukr to you for giving us the ni'mat for sitting here to take your Mubarak name. Shaitan will try his tricks. Nafs also will scare us. Remember, Allah promises maghfirat and Allah promises His glory and Allah promises victory. All we need to do is show our good akhlaq in these times. Show the entire globe, the entire world, how clean and how pure our deen is. And how even in whatever condition a Muslim may be facing, he still turns to his creator. He still turns to his creator. If a non-Muslim is in pain, he's suffering, he doesn't have any food, then go and assist him. Help the person. Show them our akhlaq. This is an opportunity. But not to fight amongst ourselves. Not to have bickering and arguments. My respected brothers and elders, we have spoken a lot. It is time for a'mal. It is time for dhikrullah. Time for sincere dua. Time to repent. To make istighfar. Sincere tawbah. Sincere istighfar. I mentioned to you on Monday, when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam people, when they saw the azab coming, immediately they ran. They made tawbah, they brought iman. Lamma amanu kashafna anhum azab al khizyif. Allah Ta'ala remove that azab that is going to come, that is going to destroy them. Allah removed it. Allah forgave them. Allah pardoned them. Exactly like that. All what is required from us, my respected brothers and elders, is to become closer to Allah. Perhaps some guideline may be that we have to stand, be distance from one another. There is no guideline to tell you to be distant away from your Allah. There is no rule that you must be away from your Allah. So even if a person is not well, he is ill at home, and for example, he has to read his salat at home, the kayfiyat of his salat, attachment of his heart with Allah should still be the same when he's in salat, in the masjid. So you're making zikr at home, you should have the same feeling as making zikr here in the masjid. A mu'min all the time, jis hal mein ho rakhe, whichever condition my Allah keeps me, I'm happy with my Allah. So my respected brothers and elders, again we make tawbah, istighfar, we make sincere dua for afiyat, 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 safety, protection from all type of calamities, mishaps, disasters, problems, difficulties. We have to make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, adopt the necessary means which is permissible for us to adopt. And, of course, again, don't forget musabbibul asbab, the creator of means, the one in whose control every single thing is. For Allah to change the condition, I mentioned, Allah does not even have to say kun for yakun. But if we begin to believe, this is going to happen next, that is going to happen next, this is going to spread, this is going to be like this, it's going to be like that, then we are already thinking weak of Allah. And Allah is most powerful. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. Allah says, I deal with my slaves according to the thoughts they have of me. If my banda says that my Allah will remove difficulties, Allah will remove the difficulties. If in our heart, we'll be making zikr and tilawat and namaz, but already see, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and we become so negative, then negative things will happen. But if we are positive, again I'm reiterating, so nobody misconstrues, and nobody sends things unnecessarily wrong and cause fitna, we are saying abide by the rules of the government, we are saying tie your camels, and do whatever is necessary, but don't become so overwhelmed that now in chasing after all what you are, what is not so important, you forget the most important thing, and that is your attachment to your Creator, attachment to your Lord, attachment to your Allah. That is all I'm saying. May Allah give me tawfiq, may Allah give all of us tawfiq. How long are we going to live in this world? Allah knows best. How long are we going to live in this world? Allah knows best. Whatever condition is going to come, whatever fitna, whatever trial and tribulation, May Allah make it be easy for us, for our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite the Ruh Sharif.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illa Allah, 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 la ilaha illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأول ويا آخر ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم، يا الله you are all living by Allah, you are قيوم، يا الله you do not require anybody يا الله to exist by Allah, you are self existent by Allah, يا الله every person depends upon you, you are totally independent by Allah, you created us by Allah, you created Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, you created حواء عليه الصلاة والسلام, يا الله you created ummah upon ummah upon ummah by Allah, Ya Allah, you brought all the ummahs and generations into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many millions and millions of years have passed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the last ummah, my Allah. Last ummah, my Allah. Of your beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many signs of qiyamah have come already, my Allah. Ya Allah, when this qiyamah will take place, only you alone know this, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought different halat upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, we are too weak, my Allah. We cannot endure any pain, any resistance, any difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Forgive the person who committed zina, my Allah. The one who has drank alcohol, my Allah. The one who has consumed liquor and wine, my Allah. The one who has gambled, my Allah. The one who has done haram things, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have broken your laws, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have broken your ahkama, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not punish us then, my Allah. Let this not be an azab from you, my Allah. Let it be a rahmat for us, my Allah. Hey, Malik, agree, unite our hearts, my Allah. Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Allah, let our masajid don't become deserted, my Allah. Hey, Malik, agree, do not close the doors of our masjid, my Allah. Do not close the doors of our masajid, my Allah. Hey, Malik, agree, do not make pabandi come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not become such that we are, there is a lockdown, my Allah. Allah, then we'll be forced to stay at home, at our homes, my Allah. Hey, Malik, hey, Kareem, my Allah. Hey, Kareem, Allah. Hey, Rahim, Allah. My beloved Nabi Kareem, so he cried in the night of Badr. Allah, he cried, and he cried, and he cried. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Allah, he said, Ya Allah, if tomorrow you destroy us, Ya Allah, you will not be worshipped in the earth then, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried so much, my Allah. The Siddiq Akbar had to pacify him and say, Hasbuk, Bas, Bas, Ya Rasulallah. Hey, Malik, Ya Kareem, that same Nabi of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, the same Nabi of ours, my Allah. Who cried for us, my Allah. Who cried for us, my Allah. He cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, but this ummah, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, he cried and he cried and he cried, my Allah. His beard had been drenched with his tears, my Allah. He held the hilaf of the Kaaba, my Allah, at Multazam, he cried, my Allah. Ya Allah, Hajar Aswad, he touched and he cried, my Allah. He kissed the Hajar Aswad and he cried, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rukni Imani, he touched and he cried, my Allah. He made dua, my Allah. In Hatim, he made dua, my Allah. Different places, my Allah. Different occasions, my Allah. He never forgot his ummah, my Allah. Even on the night of Miraj, my Allah. A night, my Allah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was too close to you, my Allah. He could have just asked you for favors for him and his family, my Allah. For perhaps for his sahaba, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem. Even then he asked you, oh Allah, to give him permission to intercede on behalf of his ummah on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, do not make difficulties come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the disbelievers iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Give the believers more stronger iman and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us do things that will become, make difficulties come upon us, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, help us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We do not know what to do, my Allah. We do not know what to do, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, we are not going to any other means, my Allah. We are not going to any deity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going to any makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are not sincere, grant us sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are not mukhlis, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us tomorrow, especially in the day of Jumu'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many venues where Jumu'ah will take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our brothers, be Allah, cooperate, my Allah. Let them not make things difficult for us, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, help us with all the days, my Allah. Remove this bala, my Allah. Remove this bala, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen in your zaat, my Allah. At this very moment, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the four corners of the globe, my Allah. No matter what science may tell us, my Allah. No matter what the doctors may say, my Allah. Ya Allah, cure is in your hands, my Allah. If you wish to make an end to this, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is in your control, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can stop you, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, whether it is Italy, my Allah. Whether it is Saudi Arabia, my Allah. Whether it is South Africa, America, England, my Allah. Whichever part of the world, whether it is China or Japan, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, sab tere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummati hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of the ummat of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if you are going to send azab upon us, then my Allah. Ya Allah, if Qiyamah will now start soon, my Allah. My Allah, we are not ready, my Allah. We got no amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if more strikes us now, we have got no amal to present before you, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Give us tawfiq of good amal quickly, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our khatama be with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our last, before we leave this world, be such, ya Allah. We do such a deed that you accept and you become happy with us, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, let us go to Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, let us go running to our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make him be smiling with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let him give the Holy Kotor water. Ya Allah, to us on his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be such, my Allah. Let our Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surrounded by being in, ya Allah, with his Sahaba al-Kiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we go there, my Allah. Thinking that we're going to get the Holy Kotor water. Thinking that we also belong there and we are chased away. And we are said, Suhaqan, Suhaqan, Durho, Durho, get away from here. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, do not embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of following the sunnah of Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, those people whose ihsan is upon us in any way, Allah, give them jazai khair, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaad, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, many of the mashayikh have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight also, one of our asatiza, my Allah, Darul Azadwal, ya Allah, he just passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, make his maghfirat, my Allah. Bim jannatu firdaus, grant his family sabbe jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the recent past, so many have left this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant our parents, if any one of them have passed away, ya Allah. Oh, both have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, make our Haram Sharif in Abad again. Ya Allah, the gullies of Madina have become empty, my Allah. Ya Allah, the gullies of Makkah have become empty, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We do not know what is your wisdom, Hikmat, Ya Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Open your doors for Umrah and Hajj again, my Allah. So many people make niyat for Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, they make niyat for Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that nobody can make Hajj. May Allah forgive us, my Allah. Open your doors quickly, my Allah. Open your doors quickly, my Allah. Open your doors quickly, my Allah. Ay Maliki Kareem, protect us from the shar of the sharreen, the fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasidin, zulm of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, while we are worried about our own stomachs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the poor of this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, you feed them also, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummah, Ya Allah, the Muslims, the courage to be generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, and show the generosity to the disbelievers also. Ya Allah, to all those people who are poor and needy, my Allah. Let us not hoard our wealth, my Allah. Let us not hoard our food, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become such to be a bakhil, my Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us to be generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter who the person is, my Allah. Ay Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, Baril jannatul baqi, the shafaat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holy kosher water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us under jannat bighair hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children become the coolest of our eyes. Make them the coolest of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, asti, abram, qarabin, maqbuleen. Make us muttaqeen, my Allah. Allah, rajab has come to an end, my Allah. Allah, shaban, mubarak month has come, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us enjoy Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Ramadan come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in a good condition, my Allah. With salamati, my Allah. Not with difficulty, my Allah. Not with trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the masajid be abad with tarawih salah. Ya Allah, with the roza and iftar, my Allah. With the ibadat, my Allah. With the itikaf, my Allah. With the umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, with different ibadat, my Allah. Ay Maliki Kareem, we have got so much to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our needs, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of every single person, my Allah. No matter what color he may be, my Allah. No matter whether it's a male or female, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove this bala that has come upon us, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما يا الله different parts of the world people have requested دعا my Allah grant them all the جائز مراد my Allah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا يا مولانا اے مالک کریم وسی یا مولانا But my Allah, when we are put to the test, my Allah, we forget you are our Mawla. You are our protector, my Allah. You are our guardian, my Allah. You are our creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, my Allah. You are the bestower of good, my Allah. You are the one who has given us Beshumar Niamat, my Allah. Ya Mawlana. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya Mawlana. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Brothers, again, I'm emphasizing, please, because many people cause a lot of fitna and misconstrue things and cause so much of problem. We are going to abide by whatever regulation is put. We have to abide. We are citizens of this country. We appreciate at least our masajid, we've got freedom and we can read our salat, etc. So we'll abide by that. And again, we make a humble appeal to brothers who are listening, or mothers and sisters, please pass on the message that in most masajid they have asked the people, they have made this plea, that please make wudu at home. Of course, if your wudu breaks, then you can make wudu. But make it easy for muazzins also. They have to also sanitize the wudu khana, they have to sanitize the masjid, they've got so much of work to do. So we have asked, made a humble appeal, and have been asked to make this announcement also. that as far as possible make wudu at home, unless it's emergency and you have to use the wudu khana, then one or two taps will be open. Otherwise we will try and close it from tomorrow, especially for Jummah Salat we'll have to open one or two taps, but otherwise or five times Salat, we make wudu at home and we come here. Again, let us not do anything that will contravene in law and bring taklif upon us. We have to show by example. But as I mentioned, whatever I mentioned, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.